Blog Talk Radio.
Talk time with Burgundy. I'm your host, Burgundy Mallory. Happy Columbus Day, and welcome to Season 5 of Crown Talk with Burgundy Radio Talk Show. I cannot believe we have had 5 seasons of Continuing with Pageant and Modeling Talk. None of this would have been possible without our fans, our viewers, listeners, and readers. I would like to give a special thank you to God, my parents, the CTWB team, Blog Talk production team, Jennifer Martin, our social media specialist, and the different special guests all over the past 5 years and season. I'd also like to thank our wonderful and fabulous sponsors, Double Exposure Hoops, Universe V Incorporated, Mormonsdale University, Studio Primetime Photography, Kathy Whitaker Photography, Artistry by Amanda, Queen Custom Couture, HBIC Photography, Fabric of Knoxville, R&B Collections, and Orlando Omni Champion Skate Resort. Tonight we have our special guest of the evening and one of my dearest friends, your reigning 2020 Mrs. Tennessee Valley, United States, Jessica Nunley. Prior to our guests arriving on the show, I would like to highlight some of these pageant organizations and modeling opportunities. First, I would like to talk about the Nation Nationals Pageant Organization. They will be having their national pageant this November 14th through the 17th, 2019, in Orlando, Florida, and at the Omni Champion Skate Resort. They are still taking applicants, and you have an opportunity at not only a national title, but an international title as well. You can contact them via email at nationnationals, with an S, pageant at gmail.com, or you can contact them on their Instagram, Nation Nationals Pageant, or their Facebook page, Miss Nation Nationals Pageant. Moving right along, we have the Miss Grand Tennessee and Miss Grand Mississippi Pageant. They will be hosting their state pageants this February 21st through the 22nd, 2019, in Tupelo, Mississippi, at the Performing Arts Center. They are still taking applicants for the 2020 season. The deadline is December 1st, 2019. The Miss Grand Tennessee and Miss Grand Mississippi pageant organizations are the preliminaries to the Miss Grand United States organization. If you get this opportunity to win the Miss Grand United States organization, you will advance to the Miss Grand International pageant, which is one of the top 3 pageants in the world. You can visit their Instagrams. It is Miss Grand Tennessee or Miss Grand Mississippi. Their Facebook page, Miss Grand Tennessee 2019, and the Mississippi page is Miss Grand Mississippi. And then their emails are missgrandtn@gmail.com and missgrandms@gmail.com. Next up, we have a modeling opportunity. If you want to walk in New York Fashion Week this February, please contact UNIVERZV@gmail.com. They have limited spots available, so make sure you contact them today to see what opportunities you can get for New York Fashion Week. Transitioning into Men of the World USA. Guys, you have an opportunity to represent the USA at Men of the World 2020 internationally. The USA pageant will be held in April 2020 in Los Angeles, California. All you have to do is contact Matthew Anderson. His email is MOTWUSA@gmail.com. And then last but not least, we have the Miss American Co-Ed Pageant. The CTWB will be coaching and taking hair and makeup clients for the 2019 pageant this November 26th through the 30th, 2019. All you have to do is contact 770-744-1462. Today, set up your appointment today so that we can get you in. We will be taking on-site clients as well, So you have an opportunity to personally work with us on site while you are competing at National. We can't wait to see you in Orlando. And now, ladies and gentlemen, introducing your 2020 Mrs. Tennessee Valley, United States, Jessica Nunley.
Hey, Jessica.
Hey, Burgundy.
How are you doing today?
I'm just great. A day off from work is really good.
I bet that feels really, really good.
It does.
Okay, well, we have so many questions from our emails. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to call into the show, you may call into the show to ask Jessica a question or give her a comment. The call-in number is 914-205-5789. Again, that is 914-205-5789. So, Jessica, could you please enlighten our audience a little bit about your history in the pageant industry?
Yeah, so I started pageants when I was a little baby. My mom put me in them when I was probably in diapers. I really don't remember. But growing up, I won, of course, several titles. Of course, there's some I never won, never placed. But you learn, you gain confidence. My thing is I love making friendships when I was at the pageant. But confidence is a really big thing that I gained from pageantry. I grew up shy, have a learning disability, so just stepping out of my comfort zone and being able to shine on stage, that's what I really like about the pageant industry.
Okay, awesome, and I love that she said that you've gained so much, you know, friendships, you've gained experience, and even though you may not have won or you may did win, you got the experience out of each pageant that you've participated in, and that's what it's all about, is making friendships and gaining different experiences and learning from them.
It is, because even though you didn't win the crown, it might have been someone that you just met, and you're just as excited that they won the crown.
Exactly.
So it's their all time about and their friendship moment. And supporting each other. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Okay, so our next question comes from Lynchburg, Tennessee, which this is Jessica's hometown, Lynchburg, Tennessee. They've asked, you have been to the West Tennessee pageants and the East Tennessee pageants. Do you think pageants in the state of Tennessee have a different flair to them? And I guess they're saying, are they different, the West Tennessee versus the East Tennessee pageants?
So I don't believe the East Tennessee and West Tennessee pageants are different. There are different organizations that happen in the East and West and also in Middle Tennessee, but a lot of them are pretty much all across the board. It's all about your confidence and how you carry yourself on stage.
Well said. I don't even need to add anything to that. Okay, our next question comes from Birmingham, Alabama. They've asked, what advice can you give competitors that are vying for a different title but have not won yet?
So the advice I would give is just be yourself. Don't try to be someone, a past winner or someone that's on a cover of a magazine, because that's not who you are. Be your true self, and the judges will eventually see that.
Yeah, you never want to imitate someone else. You want to be the original you. And, you know, the judges are going to like you for you more than you trying to be someone else. So, you know,
exactly.
Even if you are vying for, you know, different titles, but you have not won, it's not your time and moment. Just keep learning from those different systems and keep going for it. Don't give up, because at the end of the day, you will eventually win one of those prestigious titles that God has in plan for you. So you just have to leave it in God's hand. He's letting you go.
You took the words right out of my mouth. God has a plan for you. Just follow it.
Yeah. Exactly. And you know, I want to add this also. Sometimes what you want is not what God wants for you, and what God wants for you is far better than what you want for yourself. Also, sometimes that crown that you really want, that crown, the sash, the scepter, the robe, all that good stuff, that and prize package that you want, usually is not cracked up to what it ought to be. I've lived through that experience, you know, being a world title holder. I wanted that so bad when I was younger, and I took a break from it from 12 to 22 years old, so 10 years, and ended up getting that world title, and it was not cracked up to what it all was to be. So, yeah. So, you know, patience is a virtue. Patience is a virtue.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So remember, ladies and gentlemen, we are still live with your Mrs. Tennessee Valley United States 2020, Jessica Nunley. Our next question comes from Anaheim, California, and they've asked, could you tell us more about your platform, One Beat at a Time, and how you have impacted someone's life?
So my platform of One Beat at a Time is to help raise awareness for the American Heart Association. The reason why I chose this platform is because heart disease runs in my family. I've lost my aunt due to heart attack and stroke. She wound up being in a nursing home for 3 years, and she passed away. I lost my grandfather due to a heart disease. And then, of course, myself, I have heart problems. I was diagnosed when I was 16 years old on daily medication, go to a cardiologist every year. But please take care of your bodies. If there's something is wrong, ladies or gentlemen, please go get it checked out. And my tip for y'all today is to act fast. These are the four signs of a stroke. So act fast. So F is for face. If you see someone that is a drooped face, A is arm. If you ask someone to raise their arms and one size to drift down, S is for speech. If they have a problem saying a simple phrase, and T is for time, please call 911. If you take these actions of act fast, you could save someone's life.
Wow, Jessica, that was very valid information that our audience really need to know and acknowledge what is out there and knowing the signs. And guys, I want you to visit www.heart.com. That's the American Heart Association website. They have CPR, find a course, contact us, high blood pressure, donate, and then they have wherever your local American Heart Association area is at, that's near to you or near you. So thank you, Jessica, for sharing that that information with us. That was very, very important for us to learn. I know that, Jessica, we just recently did the American Heart Association in Knoxville, Tennessee, and we truly had a blast being able to educate people about the different signs.
Yes.
And cheering on the survivors.
Yes, that was my favorite part, was cheering on the survivors. Even though we were in the nutrition tent giving people bananas and apples to replenish their bodies, but the most part was cheering on the survivors, grabbing them from the line and dancing them to the survivor line. That's going to be one of my highlights.
Yes, and guys, later on you can go over to our pages, especially Jessica's, and she has a lot of photos from that day. So we'll definitely get to that a little bit later. So Jessica, our next question comes from Cincinnati, Ohio, and they've asked, what has been the highlight of your year so far, and what are you looking forward to as Miss Tennessee Valley U.S.?
Yeah, so one of my highlights was, of course, the Heart Walk cheering on the survivors, but I would also have to say when we volunteered at the 30th Annual Autumn Children's Festival for the Ronald McDonald House. The Ronald McDonald House is a great organization. I always try to raise money or donate items to their food bank. But just volunteering at the Go Fish Camp, watching all the little kids come up and play, and all their parents, it was just great seeing all that many people out there helping such a great organization.
Oh, yes. I've seen that's your highlight of the year. Now, what are you looking forward to as Miss Tennessee Valley U.S.?
So what I'm looking forward to is, of course, promoting our platform of One Beat at a Time to help raise awareness for the American Heart Association, and also going to state, seeing old pageant friends meet new pageant fans, and also getting my health back to a healthy point for me. Because that's really important, because we do have swimsuit, and I don't care, I'm for it, but I just need to get ready for it.
Well, you know what, we love you for the way that you are, but
thank you.
You're welcome. Well, you know, I love you, you're my girl. But Speaking of swimsuits, I'm going to kind of skip some of the questions that we have and our cool game that we have. There is a question from Atlantic City, New Jersey. And they've asked, with the comment made by a Miss America 2.0 sponsor, what were your thoughts on this comment? And to fill our viewers in on a little bit of the comment made a few weeks ago, the comment consisted of the following quote, "Educated women do not parade around in a swimsuit," end quote. This comment took offense to a lot of women in the pageant industry. So again, Jessica, with the comment made by the Miss America 2.0 sponsor, what were your thoughts on this comment?
I do not agree with this statement. There are several organizations out there that do have swimsuit competitions, just like the United States that I am competing in. They do have a swimsuit portion. But some of them do offer scholarship for these young women. And to me, any young woman that stands up on that stage, swimsuit, evening gown, outfit choice, whatever is going on that stage, they are educated and a confident young woman.
Exactly. And this, I feel that this statement was an unethical statement. I believe that a swimsuit does not define an educated woman or any individual. People, you know, they said parade around in swimsuit, but they never really defined what they meant parade around in swimsuit, because you go to a swimsuit when you are heading to you're going to go swim. There's so many people that are educated, and then for them to get up on stage, you know, with the Miss Grand Tennessee, Miss Grand United States organization, every last one of my sister queens are very educated. And we were on stage in a fitness portion of our competition, which consisted of a swimwear. So I don't believe that swimwear and educated women should even be in the same statement, even in the same realm of a phrase.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I can understand where there was a lot of women that took offense to that comment. So, Jessica, let's kind of get down to brass tacks and talk about you and your husband. I see that you and Chris, tell Chris and I, like to travel to different countries and motocross races. Explain about some of the countries you have visited and what is motocross racing?
Yeah, certainly. I will tell Chris hello. He's actually on the couch sick right now. He's got a bad stomach bug, so keep him in your thoughts and prayers. So we have visited the Dominican Republic and also Mexico. We actually went to the Dominican twice. We went on our honeymoon and went for our one-year anniversary. We absolutely loved it. We are planning the trip on New Year's week. He is in school, so that is the only time that I could take off while he was on Christmas break. So we're trying to debate on which country we should go to. So if anyone has any tips or advice on where we should go, please let us know.
Ooh, that's exciting.
I know, right? And motocross is dirt bike racing. Chris started racing dirt bikes when he was, oh goodness, I think you said he was 13. I'm not really sure. it's been part of his life forever while we were dating and also married. That's pretty much where we spent our summers, was the racetracks. Of course, I've got a lot of sunburnt from being out in the sun all day long. But if they race through whoops and double jumps and hole shots, it is very scary at that point in time, because you never know if someone's about to wreck or not. And actually have witnessed Chris wreck before, and he injured his shoulder. Of course, I jumped off the bleachers and was running on the track when there were still bikes coming straight at me. But you do what you do for your loved ones, I guess.
Yes, you do. So, Jessica, quick question. You are an MRS title holder. Yes. What does that consist of when you are holding an MRS title with your family that you have as well, with your husband, you know, you have your dog? How does that work in the MRS division? Because I know it's a lot different than when you're in the Miss division, just a little bit, you know, different because you have a significant other that is your husband.
Yeah, so Chris is very supportive of anything I do. So a lot of, like, financial, like, buying a new dress or anywhere I've had, I do like to run by him. You don't
mm-hmm.
Some married people don't talk about financial issues and stuff like that. Me and Chris, we're very open. We always like to discuss anything. Anything I post, it's about me and my family. Or me and Chris, me and my dog. It's more, Mrs. is about your family and your loved
mm-hmm.
ones.
Okay, awesome. Perfect. Well said. I know that I do have a lot of MRS title holders that are always on the Crown Talk pages, and they kind of want to know what is this going to entitle if I come into this realm, or they're newlyweds, and so they want to really get to understand and know more about the MRS division. So I think that's well said the way that she said it. It is about your family when you go into the realm of the MRS division.
Mhm. Yeah, they're okay, a big part of it.
Mhm. They are. They really are. I see them all the time. Sometimes they even have the husbands escort their wives on stage.
Oh yes, I think that's adorable. I love it.
It really is. Well, Jessica,
I think
we have
up on the stage though.
You're working on it. It's going to get there. If he had to, I know he would do it definitely, with no questions asked. Okay, well, Jessica, we are going to move right into our game of the week. Ladies and gentlemen, this is new to Crown Talk with Burgundy, and we are excited to try it out with Jessica. So the instructions are, I will say one subject, and the first word that comes to your mind, you have to say it. There is no right or wrong answers. After, you will explain why you associated this word with the subject. You have 30 seconds to complete all 10 subjects. Okay, here we go. Remark, get set, go. Pageant.
Friendship.
Fall.
You said fall?
Yes.
Leaves.
Sports.
Motocross.
Passion.
Love.
Volunteer.
Heart.
Makeup.
Unique.
Okay. Relaxing.
PJs.
Fun time.
Sun.
Shoe town. Or show, sorry, shoe town. Shoes.
Flip-flops.
10 seconds. Popularity.
Just popularity?
Yes. Five.
Kind.
Four. Good job. Okay, awesome. Okay, so we're going to kind of relive some of these. You said pageant. Or I said pageant, you said friendship. Why did you say friendship with pageantry?
Because anywhere you go, you always meet new friends. You always meet up with old friends. And pageantry to me is about making friendships.
Okay. And what you said passion, I said passion, you said loss or love.
Love. Love. Yeah, passion, to me, it's just something that you love deeply. So my passion, of course, with my husband is motocross. It's something that we've done together for several years, for 10 years, actually. So that's our passion together is motocross.
Mm-hmm. I said makeup. You said unique.
Yes. So I'm a new presenter with Unique, and I'm absolutely loving every part that I've tried, including the new airbrush foundation. So that is my go-to right now.
Awesome. And how can people contact you about your new products that you are selling?
Yeah, so that you can go to my Facebook page, just Jessica Nunley. Just send me an email or a message, and I can send you my direct link. Sometimes it's very hard to just type in the address, but it is unique.com/makeupwithjess. I also do have a VIP group. It's Beauty Bar with Jessica. But if you just want to send me a message, I can invite you to my VIP group.
Okay, and then last but not least, I'll pick another one out. I said popularity, and you said time.
Yes. To me, I think being popular is about being kind to one another and always treating others the way you want to be treated.
Exactly. And ladies and gentlemen, for those that aren't really familiar with a lot of the pageant industry, there is a portion of competition where the girls select one individual that was popular, and that is called the Miss Congeniality. A lot of you have seen the Miss Congeniality movie, and it's all about time. So you go to a nationals or you go to a state pageant, and you spend a lot of time with all these girls, and there's usually that one, or there might be two or three, that really stand out and is very mobile and talking to everyone and making everyone feel included. So I completely agree with you, Jessica, on time with popularity. Well, Jessica, we have come to the end of our show. I hate saying that part because I have so much fun talking to a lot of our guests, especially my best friend. It was such a pleasure hosting you on the show this evening. Now, how can our followers follow your journey to Mrs. Tennessee United States 2020?
Yes, thank you so much, Berkeley, for having me tonight. It's been a blast. So you can follow me, of course, on Facebook of Just the Nuzzling. I do have my title card page of Mrs. Tennessee Valley, Jessica Nuzzling. And I also have Instagram, and it is hashtag JNuzzling1226. 1226, yes, that is my birthday, the day after Christmas.
Okay, awesome. So ladies and gentlemen, you know how to follow her and contact her, not only for her title, but also with Unique. And so thank you again, Jessica. You have a spectacular day, beautiful, and I'll talk to you soon. Literally, listeners, I probably will talk to her tonight.
Of course.
Yes. Okay, I will talk to you soon.
All right. Bye, girl.
Bye. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. That was your 2020 Mrs. Tennessee Valley United States, Jessica Nuzzling. If you need an ad created or a website made, please contact moi, Burgundy Valerie, on Facebook Messenger, or you can call the business phone 770-744-1462. Thank you again, Jessica, for taking your time and your holiday to spend with the CTWB audience and I. Listeners, viewers, and fans, you may follow all of our social media accounts. You never know if you will be featured on our site. Facebook, Crown Talk with Burgundy, and Burgundy is spelled B-Y-R-G-U-N-D-Y. Instagram, @ Crown Talk with Burgundy. Email, crowntalkwithburgundy@gmail.com. Twitter, @ Crown Talk with BY. And YouTube, @ Crown Talk with BY. Thank you so much for tuning in to CTWB Pageant and Modeling Radio Talk Show and catching up on all the tea with me. CTWB would not be possible without you. I leave you with my favorite quote, "You're never too young to be a role model."